Welcome to the Tweet Trends Podcast. Hey, Yvette, what's trending today?
Hey, I'm Yvette.
Hey, girl.
And you are tuned into Tweet Trends. It's the quickest way to find out what's trending today. Here's three things that I'm looking forward to in the new year. Let's get started. Hey there, welcome back to Tweet Trends. I know I've been gone. Last week was Christmas. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I did. Had a great time with family and friends. And I don't know why it seems like when it comes around that time of year that I don't just come out and mention to you guys that, yeah, I'll see you after the fact. But I think by now, if you're a follower, if you're a fan, you know that the week of Christmas, I'm not putting out any episodes, but now that we are on the heels of the new year, I could not let 2023 get away from me without putting out another episode before we step on into 2024. So today's episode is about the three things that I'm looking forward to in this new year, and hopefully you have some things that you're looking forward to as well. I don't know about you, but in the past, I haven't done a really good job at taking inventory of what the previous year was like. How well did I meet the mark? Did I do the things I said I was going to do, or did I fall back into old habits and bad practices? So this year, I'm going to be a little bit more intentional about taking a look back at what I've done and making plans for 2024 that are going to feed me, that's going to be those things that make my heart sing and feel good inside, and less of those things that give me heartburn and just a headache and those types of things. We're steering clear of those things and we're doing the right thing, right? So without any further ado, let's go ahead and talk about these three broad topics of things that I'm looking forward to in 2024. And just to kind of give you a little look into it before we hop in, they deal with life, work life, family life, and my life. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive in. Let's start with work life. Right now, my work life is a little complicated because although the job that I have is a part-time job, the hours for it have increased, but I also have my own business that I'm trying to get up off the ground. And so there's a little bit of tug of war happening here where I need to make sure that I make time to nurture my business, but I also have to still stick to what I need to get done for the job that I'm currently being paid for, you know, because, you know, kind of frown upon when you don't do your job and think you're still supposed to get paid. So I have that going on right now. And hopefully at one point, I'll be able to then let go of the present job because my personal business will be flourishing and growing and, you know, all that good stuff. But until that comes, I need to have that healthy balance between the two. But there's still other things to balance. So, you know, there's multiple plates that are spinning. And because of that, I currently feel like I'm modeling to our daughter on how to be run down and exhausted 24/7. And that's not the picture that I want to paint for her. I don't want her to think that when you get older, then all you do is work, work, work. But right now, those are the types of comments I get from her where she'll come to me and say, are you done with your work? And so I don't think she sees the difference between my day job and my side hustle. And it's all work to her. It doesn't matter because it's not me playing video games. It's not me playing board games or card games or, you know, doing anything in particular with her. It's like, oh, you're on that computer again. I know what that means. You must be working. But The other part of that is that I am constantly working, but not so much on either one of those two things. I've actually said yes too many times in 2023. I've said yes to various organizations where it's volunteer work. But when I tell you volunteering has turned into like a job, it's just gotten out of hand because people expect you to be like sitting by your computer, by your phone, ready to do the things that they want you to do that you're not getting compensated for. You're doing this because you said, okay, yes, I can help you out, but I also need you to understand and respect the fact that I have a family and I have a job and I have other things going on. So I'm not just sitting around waiting for you to give me a task or something to do. But I say all of that and I feel like my neck is rolling, like I got a little attitude about it. And maybe I have a little attitude about it, but I can't be mad at anybody but myself because I could have said no and I didn't. So that's one of the things that's going to change in 2024. I'm going to be saying no thanks and all of the other things that start with no and not take on so many extra little things. And I'm a firm believer, though, that when you have a committee, like I'm the chairperson of a couple of committees, and in being the chairperson of a committee, that means there are other people working there too. So the other thing I have to work on also is delegation. So I'm going to take delegation as my claim to fame, and people are going to wonder, like when they see me, be like, who's that? Oh, that's the delegation queen, because she is quick to tell you, hey, I need you to help me out. This, this, and this. Who wants it? Oh, nobody wants to stand up and say, all right, then you do this one, you do this one, you do that one, and I'll take care of this other stuff over here. And then that way, because I'm a firm believer in if we all do something, no one person has to do everything. So that's what I'm headed towards. I'm gonna stop acting as a team of one, because I can't continue to try to carry the entire team off of the effort of me as a single person by myself without any assistance and let everybody else receive the credit and the accolades in the end when all the stuff is going on. So yeah, that is one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to, is to say no when it comes to work and to delegate, because yeah, the 2024, that's what we're not going to do. Next up is my family life. So my plan in 2024 is to have more family adventures. I want to invest time in making the plans for us to go and do cool things and share good times with the people in my household. But not just them, I also want to extend those opportunities to the branch in the tree where all the nuts fall from. I want to be able to make some once in a lifetime memories with all of my family, because nobody on the tree is getting younger. And because of that, I want to try to make the most of all of the time that I have with everyone. Now, more importantly, with the people in my house, I definitely want to make some memories with them, but I do want to be able to have them, especially our daughter, make memories with the people in our family, especially those that are older, that, you know, like my mom and, you know, stuff like that, where I want her to have good memories of my mom and not just, you know, oh, we saw her at her house and we sat down and watched TV. No, I want us to go out and do things and have the pictures or, you know, the stories to tell about all of those things after the fact. I look back and I think of my own childhood, and like every summer we went on summer vacation. And I can't say that my husband and I have made the time to say we are officially going to take some type of a vacation every single year. We haven't done that. In a lot of situations when we have been taking trips, it's been because of a funeral or a wedding, and that's how we get to a place and we go and do something while we're there. But I don't want that to be the norm. I want that to be the extra. That's the bonus that, okay, and because cousin so-and-so is getting married, now we get an extra trip to be able to go do see and whatnot. But what I want the rule to be is that now we're going to take time to be intentional about going to a place and learning new things and doing new things and all of that, to then for her, when she gets older, then maybe she will put that as something that's on her important things to do list. Is okay, it's very important to me that my family go on vacations and do fun things. And she already likes to go to hotels and sleep in hotels. So clearly it's not going to be hard to get her to probably do that, but I want it to be something that is kind of ingrained in her DNA that, you know, oh no, that's what we do. So let's go ahead and figure out how we're going to make this work and then work it, right? So for my family life, I want more adventures, more memories, more good times. Last but not least, my life. I gotta get my life together. But when you think about it, if I can get my work life and my family life together, then that's more than half of the whole pie. And so my life should then just fall right into place. And I know it's not that easy. It's not going to just fall into place. I actually have to do the work. I have to see to it that I do the things for self that's going to help me, meaning self-care. That's one of the big things for 2024, that I'm going to start to incorporate self-care for myself. But I also want to model that for our daughter, because I want her to then also grow up knowing that self-care is a thing and that we should take care of ourselves. We should treat ourselves, you know, you take care of your skin, take care of your health, take care of all of these things, and your mental health. Oh gosh. Don't leave that one out. We definitely have to keep our mental health in line. So when it comes to doing those things for me that make my heart sing, things like podcasting and crafting, math. Yes, I love math like that, that it makes me feel good. And just plain old being creative. That's my jam. I love doing that sort of thing. I can fall down a rabbit hole being creative in a heartbeat. I could be in the middle of doing work and then something come across and it's like, oh, and then the next thing you know, it's been 2 hours and I've been painting a picture or making jewelry or whatever, because that kind of stuff makes me feel good. And so, you know, I want to show that to her so that she can understand that, you know, this is what I need to have in my life to be well balanced, to, you know, to keep the mental in check. Another thing for me with taking care of self is that I'm going to stop standing in my own way. I'm going to step out with confidence. And when I look in the mirror already, I see the woman, you know, or let me put it this way. I see that woman. She is that woman. She's the one that's got it going on, and she can do everything, and everybody should want to be her. But for some strange reason, when I walk away from the mirror, I don't know that she ever comes with me, or maybe sometimes she does and sometimes she doesn't. Maybe I walk too fast. I don't know. I come back to the mirror and I see her. But then when I walk off, she's not always with me. And so the goal for 2024 is to drag her along, whether she wants to be there or not, and to introduce her to everyone else in the world. Why is it that that woman in the mirror doesn't always show up? You know, the person that shows up sometimes is the one that's standing off in the corner, the little wallflower, and just kind of observing, surveying the scene, seeing what everybody else got going on, seeing what everybody else is doing, marveling over the things that other people are making happen. And then just kind of saying, oh, you know, I probably could, but I don't know. So that attitude, that thought process, all of those things right there, I'm putting that in the rear view as well. And we are going to run 2024. And I say we, that's me, myself, and I. We're running 2024. Back in, oh gosh, what year was that? That was, my daughter was born in 13. So that must have been 2012. I declared that I was going to run 2012. But back then, I was talking literally run 2012 because I'd had an issue with my health where I was told that I couldn't exercise. And then when the doctor released me, I was like, oh yeah, I'm about to do this. So who wants to come with me? Come on. But I'm about to run this. And I literally ran that year. And rounding up the end part of it is when I found out I was pregnant with our daughter. And I finished off that year with the Nike Women's Marathon. Wasn't a half, it was a full marathon. And I think that's probably the last time I ran. No, I think I've done maybe a 5 or 10K since then. But I said I was going to do it, and I did it. I ran half marathons. I ran a full marathon. I did a 5K, a 10K. I did a mud run. Actually, I think I did two mud runs. I did one by myself and one with a girl who, when we got there, they didn't even have mud at this mud run. Like, they were struggling. I think it was like a heat wave or something. All the wet parts had dried up. But needless to say, I declared that that's what I was going to do then, and I'm declaring it now that in 2024, I'm going to be running things, not with my feet, not running like that, but I am going to step out on faith. I am going to step into the rooms and not wonder if I belong there. I'm going to know that I belong there. And hopefully, if you struggle with that, that you will step into those rooms with me and that you will have the confidence and you will know that if you are in there, it's because you belong in there and not that somebody made a mistake and let you in on accident. So there you have it. 2024, look out because I'm doing this, okay? And I'm taking all the rest of y'all with me. There you have it. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode. Hopefully you too have decided what the things are that you're looking for in this next year. And even if you don't go into the year knowing what these things are, you still have time. Take some time in these first couple of weeks in January to say to yourself, okay, where have I been? Where am I now? And where would I like to go? And just kind of make some plans. Put some dates on calendar. Say, okay, by the springtime, I want to take two trips. Figure out when those trips might fall. Work it out. I want to have a monthly routine of self-care. Put it on the calendar. Go ahead and start calling, make some appointments. And, you know, if you have to, make a down payment on something, because I know for me, that's definitely a thing. Like if I put money towards something, oh, it's about to happen because I'm not wasting my money. So whatever that thing is that motivates you to make the thing come to fruition, then that's what you need to focus on as you go into this new year and you decide that you're going to make changes, whether it's going to be with how you eat or working out or whatever the thing is. You can do this. I'm here. I've got your back. You've got this. I've got this. We all got this. everything that we could ever think, dream, or imagine is inside of us already. We can do this. We just have to put our minds to it, and we can't talk ourselves out of it. If you do that, then you're bound not to reach the goal. But if you stick in there, and even when things seem rough, just say to yourself, let yourself know, hey, when things are starting to get rough, that's a sign. That's a sign that you're almost there. Things always get worse before it gets better. So if you think of it from the perspective of, oh my gosh, this stuff, maybe it's just not meant to be. Maybe it is. Keep trying, keep working, keep moving forward. Like I said, you got this. I've got this. We've got this. So 365 days from today, I want to be able to check in with you and find out that you did great things and that 2024 was better than you could possibly imagine. And then that's when you start saying, and what is 2025 going to be? Even better. Okay? So let's get out there. Let's do this thing. Let's enjoy bringing in the new year and get started with the work that needs to be done so that we can reach the goals that we've set in place. All right. Once again, thanks for joining me. Thanks for joining me this year for this episode. Just thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so appreciative of the fact that you even come and tune in to hear my voice. Thank you so much. You know to find me, Twitter, Instagram, at Hey Yvette, that's at HEYEVETTE, or just look for the hashtag Tweet Trends.